is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hi, Sam, this is Carla. I'll be in a little late today. Eddie's really down about his losing streak, and I want to cheer him up. It may take 6 or 7 hours. You know hockey players. Bye.
Hi, Sam, it's me. I'm on a little break from the trial. We had some of the most fascinating testimony today. Of course, I'm not at liberty to discuss it. Suffice it to say... And the defendant had the unmitigated gall. They're calling us back in. I have to go. Love you. Bye.
This is Woody. Sam, I got home tonight and remembered Diane called after you left and wanted me to give you a message. I love you. Bye. Sam, this is Woody again. That message I just left, you understand it was Diane saying I love you, not me. All right, bye. This is Woody again. Don't misunderstand me. I really like you a lot. This is Woody again. I've been thinking it over, Sam. I do love you.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
You gonna do my taxes again this year?
Sure thing, bud.
Yeah, boy, I'm gonna need some help shuffling through these new tax laws, I'll tell you.
What new tax laws?
Maybe I'll just short farm it this year.
So we can give a little more Eddie LeBeck trade talk here.
Oh, yeah? Terrific. Yeah, the Bruins are playing Gretzky in Edmonton tonight. Boy, another chance to see Eddie come on in and bring your puck LeBeck. I tell you, that Zouk is a disgrace to his teammates in this fair city.
Come on, give him a break.
Well, Sammy, it's not like we're not for the guy. I mean, especially with Carla going out with him. But, you know, the guy's in a major slump, let's face it.
Hey, I'll tell you an interesting thing about slumps, too. Statistics show that they can be grouped into four categories.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. 65% physical, 17% emotional, 15% psychological, and 3% dental.
Poopy, you know something, man? You're a walking encyclopedia.
Oh, thank you, Nami.
Unfortunately, you're also a talking encyclopedia.
Recess. When is this thing gonna end?
2 weeks and the wife hasn't even taken the stand yet.
Sorry, I missed a couple words of testimony. I wanted to go back and double check it with the court recorder.
Why do you keep your own record of the testimony? They write down everything that's said.
They don't write down emotions, attitudes, telling facial glances.
Study my face. What am I thinking?
As the foreman of your jury, I feel that it is my duty to record each shred of evidence, to give us every kernel of information, so that we can make the thoughtful and correct decision.
Well, I've already made my decision. I think he's innocent.
Yes.
Well, why don't we just tell the judge that and go home?
Yes.
Wait a minute. How can you possibly think that?
I believed his testimony.
Yeah, seems like a good guy.
And he was impeccably dressed.
I can't believe that I'm hearing this. These are your grounds for acquittal? Well, pardon me my objectivity, but I don't happen to agree.
He did it.
I'm sure of it. I can tell just by looking at him.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I was in a very similar situation to the wife in that my fiancé has the same disarming brand of charm.
Are you saying that you're about to marry a murderer?
No, don't stop her. Let her do it.
Laugh if you will. I'm not fooled by Mr. Grant, and neither should you be.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judge would like you back in the courtroom.
What's going on?
Well, just between us, Mrs. Grant is dropping the charges.
Dropping charges? Why?
She realized she still loves her husband.
Excuse me, would it be possible for me to talk with Mrs. Grant?
Are you serious? It's over.
Oh, I am so happy for him.
I'm happy for us. No more jury duty.
So where are you guys going afterward?
I tell you, the guy's a bum.
Sammy, two drafts in a Manhattan. And who's a bum?
Eddie.
Fisher. Eddie Fisher. Guy hasn't had a hit record in years.
You better be talking about him and not my Eddie.
You worried about the game tonight?
Of course I'm worried about it. You know Eddie's had a couple of bad games. Seven.
Nine. Seven. I've never been very good with numbers.
Yeah, well, I got a really good feeling about tonight's game. You know, the weather's cleared, it's a full moon, and it's an even-numbered day and an even-numbered month. He'll turn it around tonight. You'll see.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, Carl. There you go. Absolutely. Hey, I don't know if you guys have the same feeling I do, but I think it is just more than a coincidence that Eddie LeBeck's bad run started when he began dating Carla. I say she's a jinx.
Oh, come on, man. Don't say that. I mean, Carla's finally found someone she really likes.
Well, what else could it possibly be, Sam?
It's ridiculous. I don't believe in that. Yeah, Frazier, come here. Listen, tell these guys, will you, that there's nothing to the idea that Carla might be jinxing Eddie?
Well, Sam, technically there is no such thing as a jinx unless someone thinks there is. Now, we know that Eddie's very superstitious. If he believes that Carla's a jinx, I'm afraid it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
All right, so Carla's a jinx. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm not going to let that woman kiss me.
Yeah, right. I think there's a real danger of that happening.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Well, Sam, you'll be happy to know that you have me back full time now. Huh. The trial is over.
Well, good. Who won?
Certainly not justice. I'm afraid the wife decided to drop all charges. But I say the husband is a con artist who somehow managed to convince that naive woman that he loves her. How can a man tell a woman that he loves her and yet try to kill her?
I can see it.
Sammy, could you step down to my office for 1 second? Listen, we were thinking maybe someone's got to tell Carla that she's jinxing Eddie.
And what suicidal idiot did you have in mind to do that?
You know, your name kept coming up in your script.
Yeah.
Come on, Sammy. It's just for all us guys whose lives are so damn shallow that we depend upon the success of our local sports teams to give us a little identity around here. Am I right?
Come on. No way. Listen, if you want to do this, then we'll do it fair and square. We'll draw straws. Don't look.
Come on. Well, that's fair, Eddie.
Now, I want the person who has to tell Carla to know that there is a choir job waiting for them in Vienna.
Sorry, Norm. Well, on the upside, Nami, you're in for some great strudel.
Oh, damn, I've never been to Europe.
Listen, Carla, a few of the guys and I have been thinking. Now, this probably has, like, absolutely nothing to do with anything, but...
Norm, I've been thinking about Eddie and what's happened to his game and all that, and do you think it's possible that I could be jinxing him?
You jinxing Eddie?
That's silly. No way. No.
Thank God.
Sam.
Yeah.
You don't think it's possible that I'm jinxing Eddie, do you?
No.
Me either. It's got to be something else. And when he comes here, we're going to figure it out together.
You really like the guy, don't you?
I am this close to falling hard for him.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Eddie.
Oh.
Hey, Eddie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Well, after my last game, a fan sent me some new equipment. Dark glasses and a white cane.
You're just having a slump. You'll get out of it.
I don't know, Sam. I've tried everything. I've been watching game film, taking extra practice. I don't know what to do. What did you used to do to break out of slumps when you were pitching, Sam?
Me? Well, I drank myself into a coma.
Did it work?
Hey.
Hey, Carla.
Tonight's your night. I know it.
Yeah. Well, facing Gretzky, eh?
Hey, forget him. You carrying that lucky clove of garlic I gave you?
Yes, he is.
I don't know, Carla. I'm starting to get that choking feeling I usually get a day or two before they send me down to the minors.
No, come on. I don't want to hear any of that. There's got to be an explanation for this, and we're going to figure it out right now. Let's take it from the beginning, okay? When was the last time you won?
Well, let's see. I think that would be the Canadians game, eh? That's right, because I remember that's the night we met.
Yeah, could have been somewhere around then. Yeah. So, when did things start going bad?
Well, I guess that would be the next game.
Right. All right, now, think really hard. Have you been doing anything different during that time? Eating different foods, taking a different route to the garden, buying different magazines. I mean, anything
no,
at all.
No, nothing at all. I've been living my life the same way as I've always lived it. Except for one thing.
Eddie, do me a favor.
Yeah, Carla.
Beat it.
What's the problem?
The problem is, we just don't work anymore. It's been a lot of grins, but we both knew it wasn't going to last forever. So it's time for you to hit the pavement.
Oh, hey, I don't get it. I thought things were going great for us.
Yeah, well, they were, but they're not anymore, and I just don't want to talk about it. So shove off.
Okay. Whatever you say. I'll see you around, I guess.
Gutsy thing to do.
Gutsy? Nothing. I'm gonna prove to all you yutzes and to myself that I'm no jinx. If Eddie loses tonight, it's not my fault. You'll see. He can stink just as bad without me as he stunk with me.
It's not Romeo and Juliet, but it has a certain charm.
Time running out in the third period. Still 1-0 in favor of the Boston Bruins. Here's Gretzky across the Boston line. Pass in front. Sprawling save by Eddie Levesque. He went sprawling to his left side and kicked it out with his leg.
Hey, two beers and a vodka rocks.
Yeah.
Come on, is my order up yet?
What? Oh, come and give me a second.
Yeah, there's some people here, Sammy. You running a bar, you just watching some stupid hockey game.
All right. You want to know what the score is?
It's Boston leading.
Yeah.
Did the Oilers score on Eddie?
No.
Not interested.
Look out! Penalty!
What?
He calls that slashing?
Well, Frazier, he nearly cut Curry in half there.
Oh, ticky tack. It's a wussy call. Let the guys play the game.
Good evening. Aren't you Bill and Sherry Grand?
That's right.
What What an incredible coincidence. I was the foreman of the jury at your trial.
Oh, yeah, the one with the notebook.
Oh, you noticed.
That was hard not to.
I was keeping track of the testimony. Diane Chambers.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. Why weren't you at the party?
Party? What party?
The party the jury threw for me. I'm surprised they would have had it without you. You seem so attractive and intelligent.
Yes, well, those qualities confuse some people. Besides, I had to work. Who cares about me? The important thing is you two are back together again, huh?
Thank you. Could we maybe order?
Oh.
I'd like a glass of white wine.
Fine. What would you like?
I'll have a Bloody Mary.
Excuse me. I know this is very forward of me, but the last time I saw you in court, you were ranting and raving, calling this man a wife murderer. It's very shocking for me to see you with him now, so blissful.
I guess I just realized how much I love him.
I really admire you, your trust, your conviction. If you don't mind a little friendly advice, I'd sleep with one eye open. I'll get the drinks.
It's a good thing you dropped the charges. I'd hate to have my fate in her hands.
Bill, why did you have the power saw in the kitchen?
Sam.
Hit him!
A white wine and a Bloody Mary. Oh, human nature.
What?
Oh, you want to know why I brushed my teeth?
That couple over there. They're the Brands. You remember? The case on which I was foreman of the jury?
Oh, right, right, right. The power saw.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me how some people can be so ignorant of what is obvious to the rest of the world. Well, I guess there's something to be said for forgiveness. In fact, in this rather jaded day and age, it's nice to know that amor vincit omnia. Love conquers all. And I, for one, shall not stand in its way. You know, Sam, I'm going to pay for this round.
Well, you better hurry. It looks like he's about to fire up the old Black and Decker there.
Barbara and Carol?
Oh, don't touch me! Stay away from me! Just stay away from me!
What happened?
What happened? Why don't you check your stupid little notebook?
So, the system works after all.
Back behind the net, Mark Messier starting out to center ice. Oilers trail at 1-0. They pull the goaltender. Pressure really on Eddie Lepak right now.
Please screw up, please try. Please screw up.
Sam, I don't understand. Why does Carla want Eddie to screw up?
Well, you see, if Eddie loses and Carla wins, because it proves she's no longer a jinx, but if he wins, then Carla loses because it reinforces the jinx theory.
Ah, the old boy loses, girl wins, boy wins, girl loses, jinx reinforcement theory. If I've seen it once, I've seen it once.
Nothing. Boston Bruins lead. Time running out of the game. Oilers bring it out to center ice. Here's Mark Messier across the red line into the Bruins zone. Gives it down the left side to Glenn Anderson. Cutting in front. He shoots and a save by Eddie Lepak. At point blank range, Eddie Lepak with a great save. Wins the game for the Boston Bruins.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
See the game tonight?
I sure did. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That felt great. Did you ever have one of those nights you just knew you could do no wrong?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, twice.
Thanks.
What are you doing here?
Just came by for a drink. Is that okay?
Free country.
You know, Carla, after the game tonight, I figured out why you dumped me. I guess I'm a little slow on the uptake since I've taken so many on the melon. I guess you wanted to see if you were causing my slump, eh?
Yeah, and guess what?
Well, it doesn't seem fair that the girl that means more to me than anybody else ever has, you know, it turns out to be a...
Say it. A jinx. A hex, a whammy, a voodoo, a curse.
What am I going to do?
You're not going to do anything. I'm not going to be responsible for the Bruins missing the playoffs. Or for your career going down the toilet. Hey, Eddie. Knock him dead.
Yeah.
And watch out for those wrist shots low in the corner on your stick side.
Okay, you got it. Oh. I wanted you to have this.
What is it?
It's a recording of our song. I thought, you know, maybe sometime you would, I don't know, maybe play it and think of me. You know, think good stuff.
I will.
Okay. All right, I'll see you, Carla.
Yeah, see ya.
You too, Sam.
Well, for a refreshing change, Carla Tortelli ends up without the guy.
Sure, strip dry if you want to give it up.
No, no, come on. It's happened so many times. My tear ducts have all dried up. Why don't you go on home, Sam? Come on, I'll clean up.
Is that what you want?
Yeah, I think I want to be alone for a while.
Okay. But if you want someone to talk to, I'll be over Diane. So, you know, if you want to call, just go ahead. Please call.
Thanks, Sam. Night.
What you working on?
Cheers newsletter.
Well, Cheers doesn't have a newsletter.
Wow, there's a scoop. I'll make that my lead story.
Night, Wood.
Say, Carly, you sure you don't want to go to the game with me tonight? I'm really on a hot streak.
You're telling me you're on a hot streak. For the past few weeks, you've been fantastic. Not bad on the ice, either. And beat it.
What's the problem?
The problem is we just don't work anymore. It's been a lot of grins, but we both knew it wasn't going to last forever.
I don't get it. I thought things were great between us.
Well, they were, but they're not anymore, so hit the bricks.
All right, whatever you say.
Say, I was in here a couple of weeks ago. Didn't Carla and her boyfriend break up then?
Yeah, they do that before every game. It's kind of a ritual.
Hey, Carla, that's it. We're finished. Through. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Red Wings Thursday night. See you then, eh?
Superstitious little guy, but he's mine.